A Southeast Alaska hydropower plant is closer to completion. A $9 million Alaska Energy Authority grant is the final piece of the funding puzzle for the Prince of Wales Island Reynolds Creek project. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Heidelberg's Village Native Corporation has been trying to build the Reynolds Creek plant for years. It applied for construction permits, put up some of its own money, and won state and federal grants. But it was still far short of the $17 million needed to get the project going. Corporation President Alvin Edenshaw says the Energy Authority loan allows contractors to meet an October 24th permit deadline.
We're moving forward with our project. Things are really looking up for a project here, so as it is now, we're hoping to start up here soon.
The Reynolds Creek project will be built near Heidelberg, a 350-person community about 45 miles northwest of Ketchikan. It includes a 5-megawatt hydropower plant, transmission lines, a road, and associated facilities. It's expected to take about 2 years to complete. The plant will become part of Prince of Wales Island's electrical grid, operated by Alaska Power and Telephone Company. The grid already draws power from the 4.5-megawatt Black Bear Lake project and the 2-megawatt South Fork plant, which are supplemented by diesel generators. When completed, Reynolds Creek will help supply power to Heidelberg, Craig, Klawock, Thorne Bay, Kassan, and Hollis, with new lines to Naugatuck and Kaufman Cove.
It's an important project in that it will essentially eliminate or greatly reduce the need for diesel-powered generation for the foreseeable future.
Jim Strandberg is project manager for the Alaska Energy Authority. He says the 33-year, $9 million loan meets the agency's guidelines. It's been made to Haida Energy, a partnership involving the Haida Corporation and the Alaska Power and Telephone Company.
The way the project is structured, and indeed the way we structured the loan, we created a situation where the wholesale rates will be largely levelized, and thus there will be no increase in rates as this project is brought on.
Lawmakers representing Prince of Wales Island pushed for the loan. Haines House member Bill Thomas, whose district includes most of the island, says Reynolds Creek will help the area's economy.
It's like every place else runs out of water, and then, of course, it's growing down there, too. Now, they're just now running the intertide to northern Prince of Wales, too, so you're going up to Naugatuck, so they're going to be needing more capacity.
This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.